time now for the word. And word up, Dr. Pond. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, guys. I take it you have both voted several times over, I hope.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I would have voted every day if I could.
He at least looked like he did because he had that sticker on every day.
Yeah. Actually, I didn't have the same sticker on. I got a whole handful of stickers when I was there because they have a way of peeling off and falling.
Oh.
And so I got a sticker. I got several stickers, and I wore one every day for about a week just to remind everybody else to vote. That's how strongly I feel about it.
Did they know that at the polling place?
Yeah, they did. The guy said, okay. Yeah, sure.
All right.
I asked him, I said, can I get several of these?
I'm glad you asked. That was nice of you.
And he said, hey, oh, sure. Man, we encourage people to vote. That's great.
Okay.
And so I had some people give me a hard time about that. But, like, what are you voting every day, Ron?
We just give you a hard time anyway.
Well,
just an excuse.
That's true. What makes that different from any other time? How about you, Wayne? How many times have you voted?
Oh, I know. You know, us Yellow Dog Democrats, as often as I can, I wear a disguise so I can get in and vote several times over. So
it's not hard to pick you out of a lineup. We'd recognize you if you walked in.
We have a great polling place out here in Chatham County. I tell you stories about that, but we don't have time. Let's get to it here. The word of the day.
Uh-huh.
Boy, I'll tell you, here is a dandy with roses on top. The word of the day, I think I've got this pronunciation correct here, guys, is strulate. Strulate. Now, the spelling...
You strulate.
...looks like it might be a little bit different.
Right back at you, buddy.
I miss that witticism from Nikki. What was that, please?
That's okay. It's not important.
Another worthless aside on the radio.
Well...
S-T-R-I... D-U-L-A-T-E. S-T-R-I-D-U-L-A-T-E. It looks like you would say strid. Strid.
Yes, it
but
does.
The wordsmith here says, nope, it is strulate. Strulate. Sounds a little bit naughty, doesn't it? Strulate.
Strulate.
All right. Yeah, wait,
it's different from what I had.
Hear the definition.
That's what you missed when Nikki said you sounded a little bit naughty, but we don't need to go into it again.
All right. Well, we're talking across one another here as usual. To make a shrill, creaking noise by rubbing body parts together.
Oh!
How do you like that?
So it was the same.
So it's exactly what she said. It's exactly what we thought.
My immediate thought was all these political commercials that we've been subjected to for the past, God, it seems like several eternities, but at last thing, they're going away.
Are you talking about people or crickets?
You take your choice. You take your pick. You take your pick, Ron. To make a shrill, creaking noise by rubbing body parts together. You have your choice of pronunciation. Stridulate or strulate. So I will leave it to you two.
No, don't do that.
Some people don't like noise.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
All right, there it is, guys. So let's take a deep breath and hope that the Angels win today, shall we?
Yeah. Thank you, buddy.